Hi, I'm Leanne. I'm a lightworker and a mother to three special girls. I strive to continue learning, growing, and to collect new skills. I'm a psychic medium, Reiki master teacher, and Akashic record reader and energy healer. I am so excited to share what I've learned and what I'm going to learn and the ups and downs of life. Thank you for joining me on my journey. Welcome to Life of a Lightworker podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm recording this on April the 8th, just before 10 a.m., which is about 2 hours before the eclipse where I am located. And I was drawn to the Moonology Manifestation Oracle Deck by Yasmin Boland. And my intention, as always, what do you, the people who are listening, need to hear, need to know about at this moment as you are listening to this episode? And coming into my heart space as I'm shuffling the deck. And the card I'm pulling is first quarter moon in Leo, be humble. So reading from the book, tension is in the air. You know that you can achieve your goals, which is half the battle. But this card suggests you need to be less show and more substance as you move slowly towards your goals. Don't try to impress anyone with money. Avoid allowing your ego to overwhelm you. Don't opt for something merely because you think it'll impress others. Practice grounding. In a financial situation, slow your spending. In love, if you're being stubborn or possessive, now is the time to stop. Manifesting mix. This card holds a lot of power. You just need to challenge the heated energies in a wise way. Manifesting mindset. Identify and clear any blocks. Step up to receive all of the goodies that life has to offer you. You have to want it. Tune into your manifesting powers. Your sacral chakra is located a little below your navel and is bright orange in color. This is the color of your sexual energy, and it helps you to connect with the people around you and to express your creativity. Hold this card to your lower belly and visualize yourself in a column of orange light from the highest source. Allow yourself to bathe in it. Call in the energy with these words. Energies of the first quarter moon of Leo. Thank you for reminding me to shine while staying humble. When to manifest your magic? The best time to work your magic is when the moon is in Leo on a Sunday. And the first quarter moon takes place when the sun is in Taurus and the moon is in Leo. It knows that being strong doesn't also mean being stubborn. I feel that this card is asking us to manifest and bring in what we want from our heart, from our bodies, not from the energies around us. So that's the staying humble, and that's the not wanting to have something because it impresses somebody else. We are wanting something because we deeply desire it. It's something within us that we want. And we don't need to know necessarily why. There's something about our soul, about our energy, that is pulling us towards these things. And that is okay. That's good. But putting the outside lens of status as far as being revered by others and be put on a pedestal, that's not necessarily the energy of the reasoning why. That could be an effect, and that could be a wonderful effect, but the reason why behind it is super important. Doing it just for the status and the recognition is very low and it's not sustainable, and it's not a healthy way for your energy to sustain and to grow. But coming from, I always think of it as a heart space, but it's within your body. It's listening to those subtle pulls and pushes that is guiding you towards where your soul wants to go. And that is completely aligned with what your path is meant to be. So listening to those, and no matter what the outcome is, know that that's what your soul has planned. Even if that final outcome is to be seen and revered and to be looked at, it's coming from a place that is aligned with your soul path, and you're not emulating or trying to be something else from a place of ego. You're doing it from your heart, from your insides, from your soul. And that's very, very different energy, and it's a sustainable energy. I feel like there's a lot of energy behind being humble, and I feel this within myself very much. It has been put upon us by society, by our family, that being humble is maybe being self-deprecating, or maybe putting yourself down or thinking low of yourself in order to not be shine or not be greater than somebody else, or to not accept this greatness. And all of us are amazing. All of us are great. All of us can shine so brightly. We don't need to dim ourselves. And I feel like the societal push of being humble is to not take the brightness away from those who are coming from away from that ego self. Because if you compare the brightness between two people who have achieved success, maybe fame, or maybe being revered from a place that's from your heart and a place that's from the ego, the heart will always win. That is so bright. That will be sustainable. It's not going to be a burst. It's going to last, and it's going to last, kind of like naturally. It's where the other one has to be sustained artificially. And it's not, you cannot sustain it yourself. Your soul cannot sustain it because it's not meant for you, if that makes sense. So being humble, when I hear it, I feel like it's, you have to stay small. That's what I hear in my head when it's being humble. But really, the way this card is interpreting, the way the energy from this card is, being humble is listening to your heart and doing things, having your actions, your words, and where you go be fueled from your heart. Coming from a place of love. And then that is humble, because you're not going to act grandiose and be necessarily flashy by the means of getting really fancy things if that's not what your heart is calling. Because I feel like the whole consumerism of very expensive goods, yes, that is some people's path, some people's plan is to experience that, to have that duality, and to just learn. Our souls want to have experiences. So I'm not necessarily saying it's bad to have them, but I feel that when you look up to someone just because they have those things, that's where it gets muddy. It's not just experiencing it. You're pulling at something that's not meant for you. If it's meant for you, it'll come to you by following the things in your heart and following those steps. What comes is meant to come. And I feel like people don't notice the difference between wanting something because you've been told over and over and over again that you should want it, and actually wanting it. I feel like that's a big discernment issue that a lot of people have. And it takes some self-reflection, and it really takes going inward. And a lot of people don't take that time. We're so busy. We just do what we're told from a young child. You're taught to work, 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 and then bye, 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 and have this endless loop. And people aren't happy because that's not the way our souls chose to live this life. That's not the way our soul wanted us to live this life. And that's why there's so many people feeling unfulfilled. And you get to, generally, you get to like your 30s, your 40s, and you're like, ugh, the way that I've been living my life, it doesn't feel good. I'm searching for something else. And that's, I think, where maybe traditionally there was a lot of midlife crises, because people are like, okay, something needs to change, and they don't know how to change or what to change. So they just kind of throw a spaghetti at the wall and see what happens. Or they felt, oh, this other person down here, they tried that, so I'm going to try that. And I feel like now, instead of maybe a midlife crisis, from what we perceive the midlife crisis, it's we're healing ourselves. We're looking inward. And I see this on like a mass scale. A lot of people are becoming more aware of their inner world. And as people learn more and more and more, then they're going to be able to have that discernment within them. And I feel like this is something that's happening specifically around the 30, 40s for the people right now. It seems to be a large number of people starting to question and waking up and trying to learn about themselves. I think that's the biggest thing. And people do it many different ways. And you probably are too, if you're listening to this. And I just asked in my head what tool would be really beneficial for all of us to really use or utilize, or would help us listen to ourselves, listen to our heart, listen to that inner voice. And the visualization that was given to me is to imagine that there is a ball of light. I see it as white light in your heart. It's a glowing ball. I'm picturing it about the size of your heart in the middle of your chest. And focus on that light and allow it to grow and contract. And picture it in your head growing, contracting, and notice how when it grows, the feeling in your body, I specifically feel it in my back. And when it contracts, how does that feel within your body? I will say that I had paused this for a second because I had sneezed, and then I was push record and start talking again, but I guess I didn't push record and I was talking for a while. So we'll recap what I was saying and like channeling at that moment. But so it's not going to be exactly like what I had said, but it'll be close enough. Let me see. So we feel our body constrict and expand, and the more we do that, the easier it is to recognize it, and giving yourself the opportunity throughout your day to ask yourself questions, to give yourself the space to feel the motion. As you do this more often, you can just recognize in the moment when you're presented with an idea, an opportunity, whether that's a yes or a no in your body. But when you are first learning this practice, you have to give yourself the space and the opportunity to feel, to notice. So asking yourself questions and seeing the response is very important. Asking yourself different versions of the same question is important, because one word or one phrase can change the energy and change the outcome. So saying it a few different ways and see if that changes the answer between an expansion, which is a yes, the constriction, which is a no, or no change, which is a neutral. And it's very important when you do this, you need to be in a neutral state mentally and emotionally. So if your mind is busy, it's going to affect the answer or muddle the answer or stop the answer. So what I like to do, if your mind is constantly thinking, then, and you're not able to be still, is to focus on something neutral. So focusing on a tree, on a rock, on the wind, on a cloud, something that you can think about and see the detail or feel the detail, or keep your mind busy but have no emotional response. So think of something that you don't really care about, nothing too strongly, something calm, and something that it feels just like just a breath, something that has that feeling within your body, and that will keep your mind busy enough so that you can feel. Another option is to either paint or draw, write something with your hands, keep them busy so that you are, because your mind is connected to your hands, so keep yourself somewhat busy so that you can feel that within yourself. Some people just draw and do squiggles on a piece of paper, and it's easier to notice within your body. So there's a few different things depending on your energy and how you work. Maybe something in your mind, just visualizations would be easier, or something physical that you're doing with your hands. Like some people who knit all the time and they don't actually have to think about knitting very much anymore. They just kind of do it. Something like that calms you, makes you still enough that you could listen to yourself. So those are a couple options that you can try and see if that helps you. And when you are, when you do get those answers within your body, the yes, no, and it pulls you into the directions that are the most aligned with yourself, then you don't have to worry about being in your ego. You don't have to worry about doing something because it might be for the wrong reasons. Because there's a lot of people who are worried about that, and that stops them from stepping out and fulfilling what their soul wants them to do, because they're worried about being perceived internally and externally as having the strong ego. And if you're following your heart, there's no way that you can follow your ego that way. And it's not something that is, it's going to pull you down. It's something that's going to pull you up. So listening to your heart is, I'm going to say, the surefire way to follow the path your soul has intended. So it's something that will help guide you. And having that tool of the expansion and the contraction, you can ask yourself many different questions, even if they don't, I'm going to say especially if they're not important. It's best to practice on things that aren't necessarily important, like, should I go to the grocery store? I'm going to say should. Shouldn't say should. Is it better aligned for my energy to go to the grocery store at 10 o'clock or 5 o'clock? And see which one has the best response, or they might both be neutral, and then because it doesn't matter. So practicing on those questions first can be helpful for you to get into the habit and to get comfortable with how it feels in your body. I wouldn't start with life-changing thing. Is this job over here going to be a better fit for me than this job over here? I think it could be too weighty, especially at first when you're not used to it. And it's going to be harder to listen effectively. So yeah, that's my suggestion. And these are the same tools that you can use for pendulums. This is like your internal compass pendulum. And using oracle cards, all tapping into that same energy that we feel. And this is just an on-the-go tool that you can always use, that you'll always have with you. And it's a direct connection with your higher self. And the more you use it, the stronger that connection gets, and the more expansive your life can become. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I hope you are doing well. If you're anything like me and this eclipse season energy is just all over the place, it's really coming in all directions, and my mood is changing constantly, and I'm tired. I have energy sometimes, but it's mostly tired. And it's kind of a little bit chaotic, ground your energy. Go out, touch the trees, touch the earth, ground your energy. That's the easiest way to work through these energies. So don't forget to connect with the earth. She's calling us. She wants us to connect with her. And so that's my invitation to you to ground your energy. It's going to help you no matter what you are, where you are, what you're doing. Grounding is always a surefire way to help your energy. It's always needed. We all need to ground more, especially right now. If you would like to reach out to me, my website is spruceenergyhealing.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Spruce Energy Healing. I have a few sessions. I have my soul reading and healing session where I use the Akashic Records and energy healing techniques and my intuition to guide you through what needs to be known and heard about and what needs to be healed at this moment, directed from your higher self. Or you can direct it with, you can let me know what the issues you are having at the moment and we can address them, find the source of them and work on healing them and have practical tools and steps for you moving forward of how to continue moving through it and continue the healing process. And I have my business session where we work with the energy of your business and we communicate with your business and find soulful solutions to the issues you are having and moving forward for your plans and how to grow and expand your business. And then I have my intuition development sessions where we work on your specific energy and connecting with your higher self, with your spirit team, with your intuition, and learning how to do the techniques that your higher self is calling you to do to help with your growth and the energy healing and the knowledge that you need in order to come into your intuition. So if you would like to reach out to me, again, I'm spruceenergyhealing.com. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you next time.